Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. How are you, ma'am?
I'm doing good. It's just really dark outside and it's making me extremely sleepy, but that's okay. Hopefully today I kind of go by.
The same.
Yes. Well, your Aya's out today. She's off today. So I wanted to call you and go over a couple of things.
Sure.
So I'm going to send you this account real quick in Teams and let you pull it up. It's a TH Quality account. And so once you pull it up, just kind of access the account, come down to the notations, and tell me what you find.
Let's see here.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military?
There we go.
You serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
When was this done?
It looks like the attempted refund was done on the 11th of this month.
Okay, so no notes. Did I put it in? Okay. Yep. Yes,
so what do you see so far?
And no notes put in, refund failed.
Yeah, so there was an attempt to issue a 50% refund, but due to the MID being closed, you added it to the Google Doc, and then admin went in and sent for a check to be sent out for the amount that they agreed upon, which was a 50% refund.
Gotcha.
So it says here, did not notate the account, opened the call, located the account, agent gave a different first name instead of having the customer provide it. Verified the account, did not ask how they were associated with a different name on the account. Named the product correctly. Randy said he didn't order a watch. The agent explained shipping and handling and terms and conditions, and the customer remembered. Said he's going to call State Farm and dispute the charge. Agent offered a $49 refund, accepted, gave cancel code, and closed the call correctly. I don't know if maybe... Do you ever typically go back and kind of verify what you've done on the account before closing out the tabs? Is that something like you kind of do often, or just once you handle the call, you just close everything out and take the next call?
Usually, I make sure, to verify everything's done before I take the notes. So I would verify everything, take the note, and then close out. Usually the note is the last thing I do.
Oh, okay. Have you ever tried to begin your notations while you're on the call?
No, not really. I haven't.
Okay. Whenever, and this is just like a suggestion, whenever I take a call and automatically once I get the account verified, pull it up, and I ask the customer how I can help them, if they start off with, I got this charge, I already know what I'm going to do once they start asking me about what happened. So I begin my notes, customer called in about charge, explain terms and conditions, because I know that's going to be my next step once they finish telling me about the charge that they got. That kind of gives you like a jump start on what to do. You already know if you explain the terms, they're probably more than likely going to ask you to cancel it or ask for a refund. You can go from there with just adding as you go. It'll really help as far as with not having to go into follow-up work or use after-call work to finish your note. And then if you need to close out that tab for whatever reason, you can just copy what you've already began to start notating and then just add it back once you get done handling whatever else you had to handle. I know that Aya spoke with you back in December in regards to the notations on the account. It looks like you were given a coaching and counseling back then. There was two TH quality calls where you didn't notate the account or explain the terms and conditions. However, on this call, you did explain the terms. You really want to make sure that you're verifying all the work that you needed to have added or changes being added to the account, that before you close out the tabs, you make sure that they're there. Because, like, here's another account where there wasn't a note left on it. So if the next agent was to get the call and see that it was canceled and that we attempted to refund, we don't even know if that account was added to the Google Doc. We only verified that because the Google Doc agent had notated that she sent it for a check to be sent out. But if we wouldn't even know if he hung up and called right back, we would have just seen that it was canceled and there was an attempt to refund. We wouldn't have known how much he was promised or anything like that unless we were having to pull the call to verify what was actually done. So you do want to make sure that you're just double checking your work. Every time you get off a call, just go back, keep the account pulled up, and just come down and make sure you got your notes added. If it's canceled, refunded, Google Doc was entered, and that you place that information in the notes as well. There was also on the week of March 8th, which was the beginning of the month, you took Penguin calls, and out of all of the calls that were taken, there were 17% of them had excessive after-call work times. So I know that here recently, it looks like back on the 2nd of the month, you spoke with Michelle. She went over the after-call work with you. I think, yeah, on this one, you had 14% of high after-call work on the last call that you had with Michelle. So she explained to you that, you know, the only time that we're able to use the after-call work is if we are sending out checks. Typically, Brian's are done on the call, so you probably wouldn't have to use after-call work for that. And I know that we get you a lot to dedicate because you do OMAX and then you do Penguin, so it's a good shared type dedication that it benefits the campaign, especially when we have you on there. However, if you're in after-call work for excessive amount of times during, you know, between calls, then it's not going to be beneficial to the queue as far as with dedicating. So you want to make sure that you're wrapping up those calls in a timely manner. Is there any reason that you think, are you just kind of taking a breather in between as to why you might have higher after-call work than normal? We're supposed to keep it at 10% every week or under 10%.
Right. Yeah, and I've been working on it. Usually, like, because usually around once a day, there's usually one you have to do after-call work for, but as far as the rest go, like, I've just been working on it. Like, there isn't really any specific reason.
Okay. Yeah, you want to get that under control, especially if you enjoy dedicating. You know, we got to keep you on there, but if it's not going to be beneficial to when we have you dedicated and you're able to grab the next call in a timely manner, then it's going to defeat the whole purpose. It'll keep the ASA, average answer time going up, and it won't be beneficial to the campaign at all.
Mm-hmm.
So because we did speak with you in reference about the Penguin after call work back on the 2nd of this month, you were issued a verbal warning because that fell under production. So just so that you have like an understanding of like how the steps go, which you probably were already explained this, but kind of just to recap it. Anytime we start out with documentation, it'll start out as a developmental coaching, which is pretty much like an email, just recapping everything and just letting you know that the next step will go on to, you know, paper write-up. The next step after that is a coaching and counseling. The next step after that is a verbal warning, and then there's a written warning. After written warning, you are given a suspension, a two-day suspension, and then you would actually have to report back in office. So this step today, because, again, we're still coming across calls that don't have notations on the account. Anytime you locate an account, there's a different name on it. Even if it's a different first name, you want to verify if they're related to that person or if it's someone that you're able to speak with in regards to the account. Like if it's under Kayla Smith and this person says they're Brandy Smith, okay, well, may I ask who Kayla is, you know, relate in relation to you? Is it okay if I handle the account? And then let them tell you, yeah, that's my such and such, but you want to be sure that you're getting that information before just handling the account. You never want to give it. Just say, well, is it likely that the account could be under a different first name that begins with the letter K? You don't have to, like, just give them the whole thing. But make them tell you so that you're properly verifying the account before handling it.
Right.
And you definitely got to get this after call work under control, simply because this will be a written warning. And should anything come up after this, after today, like with no more notating on the accounts, or if we get more high after call work or anything in reference to production like that, you're going to have to report back. You're going to lose at-home privileges, basically, and then you'll have to report back in office for your shifts until we can – these don't fall off until 90 days. So,
right.
Got to get them under control. I know it's very convenient for you and it's comfortable for you to be working from home, so let's just keep that in mind that you, you know, kind of pay a little bit more attention when you're handling your calls and your after call work, because that's billing the client for unnecessary reasons. So it's kind of like a lose-lose situation, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts?
Nothing really. I just still have to work on the after call work. And otherwise, like with the notations, it's just me being forgetful. I just got to stop doing it.
Yeah, just double check it just before you close it. Yeah, I mean, just sometimes I'm forgetful. I'll even be on a whole nother call and pull up the last account while I'm still talking on this new call just to verify I did do what I thought in my head I did. But I'm just, you know, second guessing myself. So there's nothing wrong with double checking your work. And then if you want to keep on dedicating and things like that, we just got to get that after call work back below 10% for the week. You take a good number of calls. So 17% of high after call work is not that good.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'm going to enter this into the system at some point today. If you can go in and just acknowledge it, refuse it, sign it. You can put in some comments if you have any comments to list just about anything that we've discussed today. And just be sure that you are, you know, paying more attention going forward, because I wouldn't want you to have to lose your at-home privileges and then possibly have to come back in office and work, and then the next step moves to suspension. It's just, you've been here for a long time, and you're a really, really good agent. So I don't want that to have to happen.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, do you have any questions for me, or is there anything that I could help with as far as with any suggestions or anything like that?
What's your position? No, ma'am. You actually helped me a lot with the notation, so.
Yes, for sure. Even get, I don't know, do you have like a sticky note app thing on your computer?
I think so.
I know a lot of the agents will have sticky notes pulled up on their station, just like on the background, and they'll just copy and paste what they're doing on, because typically a lot of the calls are the same. So they can just copy and paste. That's one way to do it, so it'll kind of save you time from having to actually apply it yourself. But yeah, just be sure you're double checking that so we can be more aware if that customer calls back as to what happened on the call, because we're kind of at a loss when we don't see any notes, but we see someone canceled it, you know. Okay, then. Well, all right, I'll get this submitted in, and just let me know, or let your lead know, or any other lead, if you have any questions or concerns, or if there's anything that you can think of that we may be able to help with. Just be sure to watch your after call work and add them notes to these accounts.
All right.
Okay. All right, then. Well, I hope that you enjoy the rest of your shift, and I do thank you for your time.
No problem. You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, babe.